Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education will please come to order. In accordance with the provision of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on April 29, 2010. May we please have the roll call vote? Roll call.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Here.
Ms. Gregory?
Here.
Ms. Kresge? Ms. Hofig?
Here.
Mr. Kaplan?
Here.
Ms. Leving?
Here.
Mr. Shadle?
Here.
Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
We have a quorum and may proceed.
I'd like to ask everyone to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge will be led by Jody Leving.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. The first order of business before the Board of Education this evening is to fill the vacancy on the board. As I'm sure most of you are probably aware, in October, Debbie Weiss, a board member for well over 2.5 years, had to resign her seat on the board. And it's our responsibility this evening to try to fill that particular vacancy. When the announcement was first made that there would be a vacancy on the board, I know the first 10 days, maybe 2 weeks, I kept asking our business administrator, Pat, if we had any inquiries about the position. And again, the first week and a half, 2 weeks, no one had expressed an interest in the position. And I was getting a little concerned, a little worried. And then about a week ago, we found out that we had in fact had 12 people express an interest in filling the position on the board. 11 of those individuals were residents of Clinton Township, and one was actually a resident of Lebanon Borough. And we had to inform him that, according to law, he would not be able to serve on our Board of Education. So we did initially have 11 candidates, and we're down to 4. And I am...
We're down to 8.
I'm sorry. We're down to 8. 4 on each side. That's what I meant to say. 4 on each side. I can't tell you how absolutely thrilled I am that we have 8 people that have expressed an interest in serving on the Board of Education. I think that's absolutely wonderful. And having had an opportunity to read over a little bit of information about each of the candidates, my feeling is that all 8 of them are highly qualified for this position. So I'm absolutely thrilled to go through this process. The only other thing I would like to mention before we begin, in all likelihood, we are going to have 7 people who are a little disappointed that they weren't appointed to the Board of Education this evening. I would suggest to you not to be too discouraged. There are people that are currently serving on our Board of Education who had expressed an interest in filling a position when one became vacant and were interviewed by the board and were initially not appointed to a seat on the Board of Education. I know, in fact, that is true because I am one of those individuals who expressed an interest in serving on the board when there was a vacancy and the position was filled by another individual. Right, Donna? Please do not be discouraged. In April, if the election stays during the same time, we will have 3 vacancies. Whoever fills this particular position this evening will have to run in April if they so choose, and we'll have 2 other seats. There are some years that we have more than just 3 seats available. I recall 2 years ago, we not only had 3 3-year terms available on the Board of Education, but we had a 2-year term and a 1-year term. So do not be discouraged this evening. We can only select one individual. We can't have any more than 9 people on the board. And if you're not picked, please give some serious consideration to running for the board in April. The way we're going to proceed tonight, and we're doing this in open forum because at our October Board of Education meeting, a number of people in the audience suggested that if we wanted to be open and honest and transparent, that it probably would be a good idea to do it at a public meeting. So that's why we're doing it this way. We have 8 candidates, and what we're going to do, we're going to ask each to give us just a little bit of information about themselves. And if you want to call that an opening statement, we can refer to it as an opening statement. We're going to ask you to try to be fairly brief, if at all possible, to try to limit your comments to about three minutes. All right? And after we go through each of the 8 candidates giving us a little bit of information about themselves, each board member will then be asking questions of each of the candidates. So we're going to start in alphabetical order with the first candidate, go through all 8 candidates, and then for the second question, which will be asked by Jean, we'll start with the second candidate in alphabetical order. And we'll go 2 through 8, and then number 1. And then the next board member will ask a question of the third candidate in alphabetical order. We'll go 3 through 8, and then 1 and 2. So that each of the candidates will have an opportunity to go first. It won't be, the same person answering all the questions the first time around. So, if we could please start with Nicole Cosciola, and if you could try as best you can to limit it within 3 minutes, just give us some pertinent information about yourself, please.
Good evening, board members. I see faculty in the community here and fellow members. My name is Nicole Cosciola. I'm a resident of Clinton Township since 2003. I currently have 3 children in the school system. Recently started this first run as preschool students. They are all 3 years old, triplets, and are loving the program. My personal background is I graduated from Monmouth University in 2001 with a degree in psychology and a minor in criminal justice. Shortly thereafter, I started a full-time career at Medco Pharmaceuticals. As a business analyst, and continued with them into the financial department, as an associate, progressed on to a senior financial systems analyst within a 5-year period, and loved my work. Got a lot of experience, have background in overseeing projects from simple report design to major overhauls of entire financial systems. After about 5 years, I decided to leave the large corporate environment and went to a small private company that was a builder in Jersey City, New Jersey, where I was a contracts manager for 2.5 years, working with selling real estate to taking the contract from attorney review, working with the attorneys, working with the mortgage representatives, working with the purchasers through our entire sales purchase process all the way up to closing. I was only there for 2.5 years because I had my triplets. Unfortunately, they were born fairly prematurely. I was not able to continue working. I've spent the past 3 years medically taking care of my children, most of the time in the hospitals, traveling back and forth to hospitals in other states as well for many surgeries. And it's all coming to fruition because they're thriving. Their education is booming with the help of not only the school now, but our wonderful program through the state, the Pocatello County Early Intervention Program, as well as myself, have worked day in and day out to try and help them catch up both physically, mentally, socially, and they're doing fantastic now with that. My interest in the board is for a couple of reasons. One, obviously, my children are starting their long life here as students, and I'd like to get involved from the beginning. I'm already a PTA member and homeroom mother assistant for one of the two classes that my children are in, and fully intent on being as involved as a parent as I possibly can, whether it's with the board, through the classroom, or any other possible way that I'm capable. Two, I have the resources right now. Being home, I do not have a full-time job to be worrying about. That's going to keep me away from focusing on the township and the school. And I do still have all that experience and capabilities from when I was in the corporate environment that I'd like to bring to our township here.
Thank you, Nicole. Just a reminder to all the candidates that there will be seven questions after this that we're going to ask all of you to answer, and then at the very end we'll give each of the candidates an opportunity to add anything else that they feel the board should consider. So our next candidate is Mark Frieda. Mark?
Good evening. My name is Mark Frieda. I've lived in Clinton Township for over 6 years now. My wife Laura and I, along with our beautiful triplet daughters, joined September 30th, 2004, from a town called Florham Park in Morris County. And we're proud to now call Clinton Township our home. I was raised in Florham Park for 33 years, but this is where I'm at right now. I'm very proud to say Clinton Township is my home. Our daughters were 2 years old when we first moved here, and they've been in the school system for 3 years now. In second grade. I am impressed with the education that has been provided to them so far, along with the quality of the same. Our teachers, we have great dedicated teachers and a solid educational nucleus in place. We have a solid school system and rightfully strive to better the same. I'm confident Stella, Carla, and Antonia will continue to flourish with the sound education being provided with them by the Clinton Township School System. My background is as such. My education, I have a bachelor's degree in mass communications and a master's degree in corporate and public communications, both from Seton Hall University. My current work experience, I'm employed with the United States Treasury Department, approaching 20 years in January. As such, I'm experienced with budgets, both zero-based and cost-based, revenues and expenditures of all sorts and all kinds. Due to my strong communications background, I was also selected to partake in an educational outreach program going to colleges and universities to speak about the role of the U.S. Treasury. I've also been a licensed real estate agent since the age of 19, over 24 years now. As such, I am very familiar and experienced with negotiations and contracts, both from the buyer's and seller's perspective. My work experiences and educational background have given me the ability to work and deal effectively with both individuals and groups of people at all levels. While living and growing up in Florham Park, I became actively involved with that in my years there. I was past president of the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks, a nationwide fraternal organization dedicated to works of charity and aid to humanity, focusing on assisting special needs children and honoring the veterans who fought for our great country. I was also elected as a two-term county committee member, and like the Board of Education position, while being elected, it is voluntary in nature. But on that note, I just want to make a point that at the last board meeting, it was said that we're not looking for a politician. I want to unequivocally refute any notion that I'm a politician, nor do I have a desire to be one. I currently do not hold any elected position in the township as it stands right now, nor have I ever been involved in a political post within the township. I have no intention whatsoever to use my desire and my passion to want to serve on the school board as a political springboard. My children have 10 more years in the school system, 6 locally, and that is my focus. I can assure you that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Next, we have Maria Grant. Maria?
Good evening. My name is Maria Grant, and I live in Annandale with my husband. These are not triplet children. You know, I think it's something in the water here.
And Mark Free test triplets?
So my husband and I have been residents of triplets. My husband and I have been residents in Clinton Township for a little over 13 years, and during this time, we've absolutely grown to love to live here. We enjoy and respect all the members of this community, and we reap the benefits that this great community has provided to our family. I am here tonight because I would like to become a member of the Board of Education of Clinton Township. Over the years, I've been an advocate for children in our community in many different ways. I truly believe that the children in our community deserve the best that we can provide to them. My advocacy for education for children has been demonstrated in my participation in 2 sections of the strategic planning process that the Clinton Township School District had this year. I founded a new reading program for the children at Spruce Run School called the Study Buddies, with a teacher, Julie Snee, a first grade teacher at Spruce Run. I've also created an educational program for first graders at Spruce Run School that encompass current world events, physical education, social studies, history, sportsmanship, and life lessons. And currently I'm working with another parent to expand both programs to the second and third grade students of Patrick McGarren School. Many of my days are spent at Patrick McGarren and at Spruce Run volunteering my time. I believe that our children should have memorable experiences also. Over the years, I've been very active in the PTA. I am a coordinator with another parent for 4 major events that take place for both Spruce Run and Patrick McGarren students and families. Currently, I coach 3 sports with 3 teams in our community with my children. I have an extensive background in athletics. I believe that my experiences from coaching and playing at major Division I schools will provide me with the skills to make valuable contributions as a member of the Board of Education. In my professional career, I have worked for both startup companies and for very large companies that are mature and well-established. And both of these types of situations provide me with very unique experiences that I believe will be of value as a member of the Board of Education. I have had a great deal of experience in my professional career in strategic planning, negotiations, developing and managing budgets, corporate communications, public relations, marketing, and marketing development. I believe that from these experiences, I have unique skills that will be of great value to the Board of Education. I, in my heart, truly believe that we can increase the involvement of the members of our community in our schools. I believe that we can get members of our community to embrace and invest in our children. This is a passion of mine, because I believe that if we can get people interested, informed, participating, and investing in our schools, the programs that our children desperately need to have a good education here in Clinton Township will fall in place. I, as I said before, have 3 very young children in the school district, and so my interest in the quality of education that the children in this community receive, I have a further vested interest. And in the recent past, I've worked on the sidelines with the board to inform our community regarding the school budget. I've helped people get people out to vote. I've encouraged residents to communicate their support of the budget and attend meetings at the Clinton Township Town Council. I've also shared issues and concerns from the community with members of the Board of Education and with the superintendent. However, I am fully aware that my role on the board would be completely different from my role as a community activist. I realize that as a board member, I would not be involved with all the day-to-day management of the schools, but instead working to support the governance and policies of the Board of Education. I also understand about the need for confidentiality and on many issues and actions. In addition, I recognize that I would not be representing, that I would be representing the community and not my own personal views. I believe that the children in our community deserve the best education possible, just like all of you do. As a member of the Board of Education, it will be my goal to contribute to decisions that are made that will positively impact the academic success of our children in our community. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to interview tonight in this open board seat. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Before we go to the next candidate, I just want to assure all the other candidates here this evening that it is not a prerequisite to have triplets to serve on the Board of Education. The next candidate is Angela Harris. Angela? Thank you, Angela. Our next candidate is David Mills. David?
My name is David Mills. I was born and raised in Lebanon a long time ago. And I've lived in the township for 45 years. And my bride is, and I have been married for 48 years. And we have two daughters who went through the school system. I have a bachelor's degree in education from West Virginia Wesleyan College. I've been been a licensed real estate broker and appraiser for the past 47 years. And I've been active in the community over the years. I've been on the Board of Adjustment here. I was head of the Industrial Commission. I brought Novisco to the township, which is now the KB Toy Building. I was on the advisory committee to the open space. As I said, I was the zoning official for 7 years. I have, being self-employed, I have my choices. Do I want to work today or don't I want to work today? Especially if you can survive around here as long as I have. I've always been interested in the Board of Education. You hear all kinds of stories of this and that, the good things and the bad things, and you have to. Our former mayor, he seems to shoot his mouth off quite a bit in regards to the activities of the Board of Education, which has become an embarrassment to the community as far as I'm concerned. But I had the time, and I have no children in the system, and I'm interested to help or give whatever I can with my ability. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Our next candidate is John Scheibel.
Good evening. My name is John Scheibel. I'm a financial executive. I have over 20 years of experience. I'm currently the controller for Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of Newark. We have about 50 programs we run, and we serve people in the community, in communities or counties of Hudson, Essex, Union, and Bergen counties. I'm a retired naval officer with designations in logistics, controllers functions, and project management. I retired about a year and a half ago. I'm currently assistant scoutmaster for Troop 200 in Annandale. I've lived in town with my wife Deborah for 25 years. I've had two children who've completed K through 8 in the town, Peter and Christian. They're both through. Christian's at Boston College, where he's going to school as a naval midshipman, to be serving in the Navy when he gets done, and Peter is currently a junior at North Huntington High School. As I said, my experience is in controllership functions. By that I mean financial results, reporting, cash management, budgeting, forecasting, personnel management, and working with a lot of cross-functional teams and senior management people. I've also had experience in my career working in strategy, as well as in non-financial operations areas where I led large teams of people. I believe I have the ability to work well with teams, deliver things on schedule, approach things with a pragmatic approach, and also a good sense of humor. My credentials, I'm a certified management accountant. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting from Boston College. I have an MBA in finance from Notre Dame. And of course, lots of practical experience. I'd like to serve on the board because I'd like to give back to the community and to the children. I do support public education. I'm hoping that my financial experience at a not-for-profit organization will be useful. We really know how to stretch a dollar till it screams. I'm also hoping that my familiarity with the school system, had two kids to go through it, but yet detached, I have nobody in it right now, will also allow me to approach things with a very level and pragmatic approach, because I don't have a dog in a fight right now. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Next, Michelle Sullivan. Michelle?
Good evening, again. I'm Michelle Sullivan, and I've been a resident of the town for about 8 years, and I have two children in the first and third grade. I have been involved in the PTA for 4 years now, and have served as the vice president for the PTA at Ms. Bruce Grant School and on the district communication committee, and launched the bulk school supplies program 2 years ago. Let's see. I have a bachelor and master in aerospace engineering, and have over 15 years experience in the medical device industry, doing project management, new product development, strategic marketing, international product launches, and manufacturing transfers to other countries. Right now I'm self-employed. I've been doing that for about 5 years, consulting in the medical device industry. Pacific District, so I have a terrible commute going down to my den. Except for the days of the time for me to go visit them. Those are not nearly as fun, because I can be anywhere. I'm interested in serving on the Board of Education. I've been thinking about this since my children started in the district. But I felt that for me, they were a little too young for me to be away from home on any evening. So now that they're a little older, my family is really supportive for me coming out here and talking about it. So here I am. My interest started up primarily in curriculum, and I've been working with a group through the state of New Jersey reviewing the changing standards for the past year or so. And then we started all over again when the Common Core standards were being written for the entire country. So I'm really well versed in this inside and outside, and I know where the gaps are in this. And as the school board moves forward and the district moves forward, trying to figure out how we map against those gaps with a lot of strength in there. So thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you, Michelle. Our eighth candidate, Amy Switlick. Amy?
Good evening. I'm Amy Switlick. I have interest in the Board of Education seat for many reasons. First, I have two children in the school system. Their education here is the main motivation behind my family living in Plymouth Township. Both my husband and I were raised and educated in this area, and I want that for my children as well. I also have some ideas that I would like to bring to the table, such as bullying policies, mentoring programs, and making the budget process a more accessible and direct format to the public so they have a better understanding before they vote. I have enthusiasm and energy towards working on projects and retrieving all the data needed to follow through towards a conclusion or a compromise. Some of those projects include rubberized paving and plantings on Route 78, support of our recreation department when salaries were being questioned. I helped develop Clinton Township Ordinance Number 954-08, which prohibits tampering of mufflers, which make the practice of engine braking much more offensive. And I also successfully ran my own campaign for a county committee seat. My next project that you are aware of is changing or altering the bullying policies, which I have yet to conclude. I have dedicated countless hours volunteering for our community, such as the Clinton Township Board of Adjustment, Recreation Committee, Road Noise Group, participation in the last strategic planning session, and attending Clinton Township Council meetings regularly. If I were chosen this evening for the vacant Board of Education seat, I promise to dedicate my time towards the success of the board, working towards comfortable relationships between the Board of Education and the community, and doing so through open communications with the public. I will strive to listen to differences of opinion, which will develop solid solutions for our community. Thank you, and good luck to all candidates.
Thank you, Amy. Gene, if you want to start with candidate number two, Mark Frieden.
Okay, Mark. Please describe your previous community nonprofit experiences. And since many of you have already mentioned some degree of community service, if you could give us specific examples or accomplishments, that would be great.
Can you repeat the question, please? I was thinking about it, but you would be so kind.
Okay. Please describe your previous community or nonprofit experiences. And being that many of you have already touched upon the fact that you've done them, if you could give us maybe a listing or two of accomplishments or specific activities that you've done in those areas.
Well, I guess I might have touched on it in the beginning when I was talking about being a member of the past president of the ELF, which is a nationwide fraternal organization dedicated to work with charity and humanity. So I would say that the ELFs would be my focus on what I've done with the Florham Park. I have yet to be involved in any hardcore volunteer work here. Certainly coach my kids' baseball and soccer teams, but now I feel it's a time for me to get back to my community, and this is where I feel it would be a good start to get back to serve on my school board again. What better way to give back to your community to serve on the school board within the health system, children, and guide them through their education. I would lean heavily on the Elks through my experience.
I'm sorry. Maria, same question? Do you want to repeat the question, Gene, please?
Please describe your previous community or nonprofit experience, and if you can, list an accomplishment or specific.
I have worked in a nonprofit organization called the Children Being Triplets. Were born prematurely and spent a considerable amount of time in a neonatal intensive care unit in the past. We had a tremendous medical team that took care of our children, and we were very fortunate to have them come out very, very healthy. They have an organization called the Miracle Walk, and this is an organization that tries to raise money for the neonatal intensive care unit to try to get new supplies and pieces of equipment and send nurses for enrichment classes and things like that so that they can further learn. And I was on their board of directors there. I ran a lot of their corporate communications. I put together their look and feel, their corporate communications plan, the plan to put together ways of expanding opportunities to gain money and get people to raise money from the program. I also put together a lot of their collateral material as well. I've already mentioned the work I've done here in Clinton Township School District with the strategic planning process, but also co-founded the program and developed it in great detail with Julie Sneed, a first grade teacher at the Spruce Run School. I had a meeting with Mrs. Brandborg this morning and Mrs. Ayler, and I've worked with Mary Postman. We're expanding that program into the second and third grade at Patrick DeGaren School. I've also put together, as I mentioned before, an educational program called the Winter Olympics, where the children were exposed to all types of current events, history, social studies. They learned about sportsmanship, and they learned a lot of life lessons during this module. I'm also working as well to extend this module and adapt it to the curriculum for second and third grade students at the Patrick DeGaren School. I mentioned before as well that I, with another parent, organize and run four very major events that take place between the Patrick DeGaren School and the Spruce Run School as well. And I do coach here in our community three sports with our children. So those are the types of volunteer nonprofit things that I'm doing.
Thank you, Marie. Just to save us a little bit of time, if the next candidate can come up to the mic, we're going over here to Angela. Same question. Gene?
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Board of Education is something that I want to become involved in because I want to be much more involved in the community.
Thank you, Angela.
David.
That'd be David, if you would please. And then John, if you wouldn't mind going up to the mic just to save us a little bit of time.
John might be interested to know that I started Troop 200.
We're at immaculate conception now.
You know, I'll say that I wish they were still in Cooksburg. But they had a great group in those days. Had a big hot stove there, warmed it up, keep it warm for a while. Anyway, I was just a commissioner scouting in Hunter County. Those days was about 52 units from Hampton to Lambertville and from Somerset County line to the Delaware River. I got the Northern Light of Hunter County. Wonderful experience. I've been a three-time president of Northern Hunter County once, and that stint 2 years I was able to make the North 150 Club the number one club in the entire free world in mobile services to the community. I've also been on the United Way Allocations Committee. Another very enlightening thing to show you what a fantastic job the United Way does in Hunterdon County.
Thank you, David. Same question for John.
Yes. Excuse me. As far as my community service, I've been a coach, an assistant coach for the North Hunterdon Soccer Club. I'm not currently doing it, but I did it for about 10 years with both of my children. I've also been a scout leader. I don't even know if I can figure out the number of years in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. Definitely over 10 there. It's all been in town, as was the soccer. I'm also a private pilot. I give kids rides in airplanes, introduce them to aviation between the ages of 8 and 16. I've given about 60 of those rides so far in the last 3 years. And then as far as the nonprofit, I work for a nonprofit, although sometimes it feels like I'm volunteering. So it's probably not the exact sense of how you're asking the questions, but by far my biggest accomplishment is getting enough money together to make payroll every 2 weeks for a 750-person organization. Sometimes it's a real sleeper. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Michelle, same question.
As our school tried to build a high school. So that was a fun two-year project where we would meet with members of the community. We would spend about a year and a half gathering input information on how much they wanted to spend, where they wanted to spend it. And things have kind of grown from there. A specific example would probably be the old school supplies program that was suggested in the district communication committee about 3 years ago. So we launched that at Spruce Run last year, and it was really successful for its first year. So we expanded out to the other three schools last year. And I've never seen so many crayons, markers, and pencils all in one room. as I mentioned, I've been on the PTA for 4 years and was involved in the state of schools for the strategic planning for last year. So most of my recent volunteer activities have been with the school district. I've also been teaching Sunday school in our church for about 4 years and been involved in the vacation Bible schools and one of those programs over there.
Thank you.
Where are we? I had to remind you of the Sunday school because I forgot about that. I did volunteer for Med Section CCD for a couple of years. I volunteer at the schools. My children, Sarah, is fourth grade, and I volunteer here in the library in the middle school. I was a Daisy and Brownie co-leader for a couple of years, and I also mentioned the other items that I volunteer, the Board of Adjustments, Recreation Committee, and the strategic planning session I participated in. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
My husband is a not only a volunteer fireman here in Hillingdale, but is a lifelong member of the 3rd of the 112th Artillery Unit, which is a National Guard facility in North San Jose. During the first deployment in 2004, I was secretary of the Together Readiness Group, which is the military's version of family support. Shortly after we began the process during the deployment, myself and a few other family members created a nonprofit organization called New Jersey Friends. We took the same core ideas that we were working at in Morristown and expanded it to the entire state of New Jersey to support all military and their families who were deployed and will be deployed, not only in getting supplies and communications to the soldiers, we also focused on helping families that were in need. If anybody had a budgetary problem, we would raise funds and donations for the families to keep up with their finances while the soldiers were deployed. We were also